This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
The Bob and Tom Show presents the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Things change, they get different every day. You should think about what you do or say. Santa's got a whole new outlook, writing out new things in his book. Hit your sister, you better resist, 'cause you don't wanna get old Santa pissed. Yes, this Christmas is not the same. Remember, Santa is an Italian name.
Look out, it's Santa.
He wants to kick your butt.
Look out, it's Santa.
Crazy red suited nut.
Look out, it's Santa.
Do you think he has a gun? Christmas morning, you might end up black and blue. Cement slippers instead of new socks. Horse head in your bed.
Ow!
What a shock! Remember the happy songs the elves once sang. Santa's still the leader, but now they're a street gang. Better do right from the good, don't swerve. That Santa might give you just what you deserve. Down through the chimney, he come with a crash, and the living room soon reeked of sour mash. He was tattooed and crusty and wore dirty red felt, and under his eye was a nasty black and blue welt. His belt and his shoes all had tarnished buckles. He reached down in his pants and pulled out his brass knuckles.
Hi, it's the Bits and Pieces Podcast with Jessica Hooker and Jessica Alsman, and did I say Jessica Hooker?
That's okay.
Jason, hi, Hoffy.
Hi, Chick. What are you doing here?
Well, Willie cannot be here today. Evidently, if your father's the boss, you get to take a vacation. I don't know. I don't have that luxury. That was Duke Tomato. This is where we look back on bits from the Bob and Tom Show in the past. That was Duke. Look out at Santa. First time I saw Duke Tomato was in a place called Uncle Slug's in the basement of Union Station.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and I was standing at the back bar, and I hear this guitar player, and I look around, and it's Duke wearing a miner's helmet with that light on it, and he used to walk around the club and play guitar and look at people. And I said, I'm going to like this guy. Yeah. So that's, that was 88, 89, something like that. And I told him, you need to write a song about Santa. How about this?
And is that right?
Okay, that part's not right. But, this is the Bits and Pieces Podcast. Willie is not here. He's taking some well-needed days off.
Mm-hmm.
And So here we are. Here I am, hosting my own...
You're filling in for Willie.
Yeah, that's where...
That's where we're at.
Just...
You know, I got that eerie feeling a couple weeks ago. I looked at him talking to his dad off the air, and I thought, I'm going to be working for another Griswold. Jiminy Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, this is we continue the Christmas episodes of Bits and Pieces. Is that right?
Yeah, we did gifts last week, and it's more general Christmas theme this week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Bob and Tom Christmas?
We played it when I was the special guest here on the Bits and Pieces show. It was one of mine. Yes, Virginia, there is a Tom Griswold, and we don't hear that much anymore. And I forgot to tell Tom to play it or last week, but I totally forgot. Totally spaced it.
That's okay. You can hear it here.
Can I hear it here?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Should we go on to another bit? Or maybe chat some more? What do you want to do?
Is this your first time hosting a podcast?
Hey, Tim Kavanaugh.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm guesting on OTA right now.
I won't work with this woman. Tim Kavanaugh. Well, he's got a different take on Christmas and music in general. Here we go.
Yo, 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 Timmy C in the his house. Christmas represent.
My name is Timmy C. Welcome to my rhyme. I work at the mall during Christmas time. I wrap gifts, your holiday presents, in pretty paper that makes them look pleasant. I'm what you'd call a Christmas rapper. I'll wrap your Roomba, I'll wrap your clapper. I Christmas rap while others just jingle. In the hood they call me Luther Kris Kringle. Get up every morning, leave my cribbin, get on the bus so I can curl your ribbon. Rappers have money, rappers have power.
I make over $6 an hour.
My rapping will impress your
biatch.
I use tape that they call
skiatch.
When I rap, I don't grab my
creatch.
Hell, I'm in the middle of a mall
in a kiosk.
It's what I call my Christmas rap in the mall. All I do, y'all's Christmas rap. I rap the old school way. My scissors are blunt like in first grade. When a lady asks me about the junk in her trunk, I go to her car and rap her fix a flat jump. Red and green paper with a Santa hat. I love Christmas and the Christmas rap. Some people think I'm greedy. I charge $3 to rap a 50-cent CD. I rap it all from crack to designer. I'll even rap dangerous from China. Paper cuts turn my shirt blood red, which isn't all bad because I get street cred. I'm keeping it real faux shizzle, wrapping a rug shampoo by Bizzle. Yo yo, just this afternoon I wrapped a yo yo, and yesterday I wrapped a yo yo. My CD, if I was jealous of a cellist, that's who it would be. During my break, I sit on Sanders' lap because I love Christmas and the Christmas rap.
Tim Kavanaugh? And the rap?
The Christmas rap.
That sounds pretty good, right?
I assume you have no memory of that.
I have no memory of that whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Obviously, they were laughing on it, so it was played at least once.
One time.
And you two kind of were shocked and a little scared listening to that, I noticed.
I mean, to me, Tim Kavanaugh is like, I don't know.
Angelic almost?
Yeah.
He taught religion. He taught religion at a Catholic girls' high school. Is that the right way to say that? Just Catholic girls? maybe not.
Did he really?
A Catholic school, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He taught, there's a better word than I'm going to
divinity?
Use. Religion, divinity. No, that's the dessert divinity, the fudge.
Mm. The little white fudge, yeah, I like
that's
that.
It's really good.
Had rhyming skills though.
Oh, biatch. I know. I love it when you can create your own word for the sake of rhyming.
Yes,
I like
that's my big fan.
My cribbin and using my ribbon. That was my favorite rhyme of the whole thing. Is it true, Jess, that at one point you could rap the entire Tupac album back to front to back?
Yes,
awesome.
Yes,
you go rolling into the high school.
Well, kind of. I had to drop my sister off at daycare, and then my other sister off at elementary school, and then my brother off at middle school, and then I would go to the high school. So yes, in my little Jeep Cherokee, I would play Tupac and with all my siblings in the car.
Which album? Is it the one with Mama on it?
Yes, or? Yes.
Oh, yay.
You Wonder Why They Call You Bitch was one of my favorites.
Indeed.
So
That's the name of the song?
Yeah. Okay. I'll play it for you later.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get into it.
I never got into Tupac. Was he that good? I mean, was he...
He was... So my thing with Tupac was, and this was a while ago, but now it's kind of played out. He was...
That is so played, man.
That's so played out. Yeah. He was the one that basically was like... He has that quote that it's like, if you want to thrive, you have to like feed your body nutritional food, and you have to do like he was a very grounded person mm-hmm. for what his persona was. Like you got to if you want to change, you got to change the way you eat. You got to change the way you live, and you got to change the way you treat each other. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh, wow. And then I really started to listen to his lyrics. And it was actually very thought provoking. It is. It still is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Because see, I always had the thought that you know Nirvana with Kurt Cobain, you know they only did 3 or 4 albums, mm-hmm. and you know I'm a fan, but I feel like the legend has grown beyond what he actually is. So I didn't know if yeah. Tupac has kind of gotten that way, but it sounds like he probably deserves.
I feel like he deserves That's it. Cool. I feel like he was ahead of his time in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. and yeah, I have a lot of respect for him.
Favorite rapper, Alsman?
Ooh. Oh, it's so much pressure. I really like Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
I really like
good.
Nelly. Where I don't know if that counts as rapping.
Where he at?
Eminem is probably the biggest one in our house. Like, Donnie yeah. is, I don't know, you call it Eminem head? Eminem head?
Yeah, I like Eminem for sure.
He can rap so fast.
Bust a Move, greatest rap song in the history of the world.
Who?
Young Bust a Move.
Young MC.
Young MC.
Oh, yeah. I'm with Chick on this
and
one.
And I think he wrote some Tone Loke still. I think he wrote Funky, Cold. Yep. Yeah,
I think he did.
See, I would top three,
but that's
no question.
Mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you're... What about Ja Rule?
Ja Rule
or
was
DMX.
Good. I have a lot of love for Ja Rule because that was like
Ja Rule. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Is that him?
No,
oh.
It was
Shaggy.
That's Shaggy.
It wasn't me.
Ja Rule was like the soundtrack to
Put it on
college
me.
Years. Like, yeah,
what would I do without my baby?
Yes, exactly. Him and Ashanti, and yeah, that. But like, I don't think that people realize just how talented Busta Rhymes is. Like this guy, like that he's so good. Shut up. I'm serious.
No. I thought you were gonna say people don't know how talented Tim Kavanaugh.
No, we're comparing Tim Kavanaugh is in the same category now as all of these greats.
Yeah, that's true. That's
who
true.
Knew?
That's true. I'm also a big Ludacris fan.
What about Biggie? Oh. Biggie?
No, I mean, I appreciate it, but no. I just, no.
The only Chris Wallace I recognize reads news. There.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that Biggie's real name, Chris Wallace?
That sounds right, yeah. Okay. You know what, like, I admire Chick a lot of things.
Oh, thank you very much. Please continue.
His desire to continue to find new music.
Oh, I go mad with it.
It. Which is insane because a lot of my friends just kind of stick with what they've learned, you know, mm-hmm. what they listen to in college. Mm-hmm. And I still, obviously with Spotify, you can find. And
right.
If you get bored with music, you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you just don't have that drive. And man, Chick, you have it.
Daily.
I don't know any rap.
Daily
really,
mix. Yeah.
But you know, you have such a good breadth of love of music.
When I first started watching TikTok, there was a lot of TikTok music that mm-hmm. I was very intrigued by. But I later found out it wasn't very good. I was just intrigued. A couple things were okay. But
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really no better feeling than playing a song when Chick's around and him going, What is this? I've never heard this. You know, and then he likes it. Yeah.
Maybe this Tim one is one that we can do. On TikTok.
Or we can save it for next year's Bits and Pieces Christmas show.
That's true.
That would be. Now we're moving on to something more current. Is that right?
Yeah. Sometimes things happen the last couple of days of the year of the show, and they kind of get forgotten. And I thought Pat had a good song.
And in some cases, it's worth it. I mean, worthy to be forgotten. But in this case, okay. We're going to... We're mailing it in that last week. You know we are. Come on. Who's kidding who? This is simply the new one from Pat Godwin.
Christmas is very expensive. So are ex-wives, ex-boxes, and kids. My alimony's due on December 22. Christmas is, of course, on the 25th. Yeah. I don't get paid till the 1st. I'm broke, what am I gonna say? I'll tell my son Santa sent me a letter. Now January 3rd's Christmas Day.
January 3rd is Christmas Day, with a ho, 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 and a what the hey. I can get his gifts off layaway. Now that January 3rd's Christmas Day, since Santa moved it to January, hey, I get a great deal on a tree. Legos were half off. Stores laid half of their staff off. Wrapping paper's practically free, Josh. Christmas Eve is January 2nd now. New Year's remains the same. Until your mama remarries, there's no more tooth fairy. January 3rd, haven't you heard? January 3rd's Christmas Day.
Oh, hope he buys it.
Yes. Lovely. Wow. Bravo.
Maybe you'll get a message from Santa saying Santa's officially moved Christmas to another.
So
that'd be the way to play that.
Here is a super secret behind the scenes.
Oh.
Pat sent me the first draft of this song. He texted it to me, and it is a little bit more depressing than this final version. And I read it and I was like, oh no, Pat, this is too close to home.
I say it felt pretty real anyway.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But he added some things and obviously took some things out, and I'm glad it was as well received as it was.
Yeah, he killed it.
I related. It wasn't Christmas as a child for me in our home if most of the gifts weren't in layaway, like
right,
for 6 months of the year.
Yes, yes.
And even mom's like, I've got to go pick up stuff at Kmart.
Yes.
What is it? They're holding stuff from you.
Yes. Yeah.
Or Santa's got to go stop at Kmart, something like that.
Do you know they still have layaway at some places?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I didn't think that they did that.
Does Walmart still
have? I think Walmart still has layaway. I didn't know until someone in my family said something about layaway, and I was like, oh, that's not a punchline. You're being serious.
So does like a Target do it?
I don't know.
$10 down and $5 a week or something, or whatever.
I don't know. Did you pay more?
You had to pay a little bit
right?
more.
Yeah, like there was a holding fee.
I would think.
There's interest.
And
I don't know.
If you didn't make a certain payment, they could release it.
They could put it back. Oh my gosh.
I always figured there's like some annoying family out there that like, actually, they're probably not annoying. They're probably smart. Like, hey, we're gonna buy everything after Christmas when it's on sale, and have our Christmas and get more stuff at lower prices, and have their Christmas January 3rd, like Pat. But
yes,
they don't do that.
I mean, I don't know. I go through and I'll hit up and get a couple of decorations, things I had my eye on that are get marked down 75% after Christmas, and pack them away with Christmas stuff for next year.
That was always a thing. The day after Christmas, my mom would always, and her sisters or her cousins would go shopping for like just things that had Christmas wrap, maybe wrapping paper.
Yeah. Lights, and trees, artificial trees, wreaths.
Paper towel and stuff that had Christmas print. They would come back with just loads of stuff.
That's a good idea.
I only paid a quarter for that.
Yeah, right.
Well, great. We got to store it for the next 11 months.
Right.
And, yeah, it was really weird as a boy.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
How far down the road were you guys with some aspects of Christmas? You know, believing if someone would visit you in your house.
I never did? I'm going to bum you guys out. I never believed in Santa Claus.
I
shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that I didn't believe in Santa Claus.
At least through third grade, I think I did.
Yeah.
Maybe fourth grade, it was like, I don't know.
I think that's probably typical third-ish.
Third, fourth grade. That sounds right.
It's probably too long.
My dad, in the spare bedroom, he would put a sign on the door that said, do not enter meeting with Santa. Like, Santa was like, how?
He's in the house.
How wild. Yeah, like, I remember there being a time like, on the other side of this door, Santa Claus is there. And me just being like, no. And my dad would like talk loud and make it sound like he was like, oh, okay, we'll wrap this and do that. I mean, like, he did the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's when I started to not believe.
You called
BS.
Yeah,
I was like, man.
Man, I believed it. Oh, Mom's like, I'm calling Santa now. You're misbehaving. And I'm like, no. On the floor, just throwing myself. And it's like that long corded phone. She's like, yes. you know, wrapped mm-hmm. around making a phone call, and you hear it, and then you go and grab the other phone. I'm like, it's time and temperature.
Yeah, you just called time and temperature.
And then she's like, well, I did that to test you, and now I'm definitely calling him. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Wow, you're making me feel a lot better. My mom used to do things like that too, but it was, yeah. Okay, good. I don't feel as bad. My mom would call the gypsies to come and pick me up when I was bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She would have us pack our bags and sit on the porch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pack your bags, sit on the porch. Wow. She's calling the gypsies. And then when they didn't show up after 30 minutes, she'd come outside and say, you're so bad, the gypsies don't even know.
Wah, wah.
That'd be great if she had some sisters or something that would
dress
up
really
and come
do
and pick
that.
You up.
Yeah, that's... But weirdly enough, I found a Mother's Day card that said something along the lines of thanks for not selling me to the gypsies.
Oh,
so this is a common thing.
It's a lot more common than you think.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was. But yeah, my mom would do all kinds of stuff like that. Like, I'm calling Santa, or I'm calling your dad. You're going to be in trouble on Friday when he picks you up. Things like that.
Isn't the last gasp with the kids who start to become aware of what's going on? The parents, the last they'll go, well... the presents are empty mm-hmm. until New Year's Eve, and then Santa comes and puts some presents in the boxes. Yeah, I remember believing that, too. I was down the road, man.
Really?
Yes.
All I know is
I got up the next morning, and the milk and cookies were gone.
Yeah.
You explain that.
That's true. We did a thing with our kids where it was... Everything that was wrapped was from mom and dad, and then there was like one gift that wasn't wrapped, and that was from Santa. Mm-hmm. And that felt like a good, like, I don't know, somewhere in the middle of like totally making these kids believe that Santa Claus brought all this stuff.
Santa still comes to my house.
Does he really? Mm-hmm. Do you sign them from Santa? Mm-hmm. My dad signed them from Santa.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't even put name tags on ours. Like, our kids have color-coded paper, so
nice.
Yeah, they know whose is whose.
That's a little OCD, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hey, look, in our honor of our Christmas edition of the Bits and Pieces podcast, it's the Lennon and McCartney, the Bob and Tom Show, Chick Indeed. And well, of course, yeah, we took on Christmas a couple times, and it sounded a little something like this.
Everyone enjoyed the unspoiled a cappella majesty of Chick and Dean and all their best. Well, now they're back, and just in time for the holidays. Chick and Dean and all their Christmas best. Just listen to these Christmas classics. You'll get sing-alongs that the whole family can enjoy. And hey, let's not forget why we celebrate Christmas.
A dirge.
Two men, two voices, and one shining star. If you order before midnight tonight, you'll get Honky and Horny's clowning around at Christmas. It's just for the kids. But wait, there's more. For this special radio offer only, if you call right now, you'll get Chicken Dean and Horny and Honky. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. So don't forget that phone number and call now.
Yeah, that was something, huh? For those of you who remember, that was Horny and Honky with Dean and I. But there was Horny the Clown on the show for a long, as long as Tom let me do it. Marty our program director thought it would be funny, and it was a couple times, to for Horny to come in and just be a clown and honk his horn and tell jokes. And the only one who could understand him was me. So I go, honk, honk, honk. These two guys walk into a bar, honk, honk. And then, and man, that horn irritated Tom to no end. And obviously, we stopped doing that.
What's the name of the bit?
Horny the Clown.
Yeah.
Or was it Honky the Clown?
No, there was Horny the Clown.
There was Horny. Horny the Clown was first, and then we just threw Honky in.
Which was a different, you know, there was a different horn.
Honky was a higher pitched horn.
Yeah.
This is too much information.
No, they
want to know.
is this good?
Oh, I remember you. I remember there was Horny was in a bit or two years ago.
He was?
Yes. It was. I'd have to find it, but I remember it as a high schooler hearing it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But if you've never done something on the show and going in, you're like nervous and scared, and then you start doing it, and you get more nervous and more scared. And at the end, you're just terrified. You haven't lived. Yeah.
I can relate.
That was the horny bit. Yeah. Knowing this is going to go nowhere. And damned if it doesn't.
Well, and it's similar to Chippy, who was just part of the show this past year.
What it is, an inanimate object, and I give a voice.
You give a life.
Yeah. And I make it come alive. Does anybody take this that seriously?
Just you.
Just me? Okay. Hey, Donnie Baker on our Christmas edition of the Bits and Pieces podcast. Donnie Baker he got a seasonal job. That's nice. Yeah.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. You guys are never going to believe where I've been working part-time this season. Santa's village at the mall. I swear to God it's true, man. Look it up. And guess who's been playing Santa? Hey, I earned it. I mean, the last 4 years, me and Scotty Winkler have been working as them stupid elves on the camera crew. Except Scotty couldn't come back this year. I guess a few of the parents had issues with Scotty wearing tights. Whatever, man. You'd have to see it to understand anyways. And the best part about this job is the employee discount. The other morning, it paid off big time. I snagged one of them Xbox 360s. I never told you guys, I'm like a black belt on regular Xbox. I mean, I got so good at Halo 2, the CIA sent a guy to try and recruit me to be an assassin. Look it up, man. Well, actually, you can't, because it's all top-secret government stuff. But I don't roll that way anyways. I mean, if I got a problem with somebody, I don't hesitate to take them out, but I'll do it right to their face like Bruce Lee or Walker, Texas Ranger. I mean, putting poison in a guy's toothpaste is for pussies, and I don't need night vision to spy on people. Hell, my first job was working a skate shop at the Roller Cave. My cornea is just naturally adapted to dark anyways. Man, I got this one move where I can punch through a guy's ribs, rip out his stomach, and tell him right to his face what he had for dinner. Plus, I can name all the pressure points on a human body in less than 60 seconds. I could win a lot of bar bets if I wanted to. I swear to God I could. Man, I've been waiting forever for this Xbox 360. If I wanted to, man, I could sell it and dump the Santa gig. I think kids are spoiled brats today anyways. A lot of them I towed right to their face. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the crap they think they deserve. Hell, the only thing I ever asked for from Santa was a Stretch Armstrong. Remember? It was like that little doll full of snot that worked like taffy. I never got it, man. Closest I ever got to my Stretch Armstrong was and Mom Phyllis put my G.I. Joe in the oven until it melted. I played with him for about 10 minutes before he cooled off and hardened up again. The legs are cool because they were like double jointed when it hardened up, but his face looked like Cher's little boy in the movie Mask. I rode the bus with this kid who had a giant mole or goiter, man. He used to poke it with a protractor trying to get pus to pop out of it. This kid was lucky, man. It was so big he couldn't even jump rope, so he got to sleep during gym class. He didn't have to square dance either. I got your do-si-do right here, Mr. Phillips. But anyways, man, when you put on a Santa costume, kids will buy anything you tell them. A lot of kids are fascinated with the reindeer, man. They believe anything I say. They all want to know where the reindeer are and how come they're not with me. I told this one kid my reindeer had a bad case of the trots. He was like, which one? I was like, I don't know, Donner or Fabio, whatever, man. I told the kids that reindeers are like strippers. They're all known by their first names. Man, this one kid wanted nothing but Harry Potter books and a bunch of Harry Potter action figures. I told him, man, why not go ahead and ask for the French horn, because that's where your life's headed anyways. I mean, somebody's got to set these kids straight. I also told him Santa was tired of milk and cookies waiting on me. How about some hot wings and Doritos? Man, break time's almost over. I got to go back and put this itchy beard back on. Plus, I got a Yule log of my own. I got to drop down the porcelain chimney. Well, Merry Christmas, man. I got to go.
The old Yule log down the porcelain chimney. My goodness. Oh, man.
I missed the
He did used to do that, like the king, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know what
that
was all about. Our next bit is...
Hold on. Have you guys... I mean, do you remember as a kid going to the mall, Santa? Was that a big deal?
We never went to the mall. I think we had a Santa
that
came.
We didn't have a mall, did
we? We didn't. To go to the, you go to the mall twice a year, school clothing and maybe for Christmas clothes, but we weren't cool enough to meet Santa. But he came to the Rushville Park once, and I think we sat on his lap and then, you know, cried.
Doesn't that sound like a homeless guy in a red sports coat at the park?
It could have been.
It's Santa, I guess.
Right, we don't have to pay or tip. Here you go.
Yeah, we did. We had the pictures with Santa every single year. Yeah. Yeah.
I must have done it one time because there was a picture. That's all I remember. I don't remember anything.
My brother was crying in every picture. That's all he did was cry growing up. He was crying all the time.
Yes. I love it when you talk about
him. He's just fat and hungry and crying all the time.
My brother
had jowls. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, they hung down right here. His face was so fat.
He looked like a basset hound a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. So he ruined every picture. There's a lot to unpack there with my mental health, because in every picture I'm just like absolutely proper and smiling and not moved, and they're just like trying to get a picture of him, like, not red puffy eyes and snot coming down his nose. It's just, yeah.
I think that's what makes it more endearing, though.
I think so.
You've
yeah, those
have
pictures
a kid that's
are
upset.
Great now. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Don't you love those unfortunate family photos? God, those are great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I go down that hole all the time on the
Instagram or something.
Yeah, there's a family picture of us. And I don't know how it happened. I'm sure it was trying to work with my brother and give him candy or whatever to make him stop crying. But however the picture ended up, there's like a foot gap between me and the rest of my family. Like, I'm sitting there smiling, sitting up straight. The three of them over here. They're holding my brother. My parents are like close together. And I'm just like over here. And I think that's why a lot of people thought I was adopted, part of that picture.
Aww, that's no, a bad photographer.
I looked Asian when I was growing up, and people came up to my parents at church and would say, "God bless you. You did a wonderful thing. God bless you."
How dare they say that?
Well, it was the 80s.
Yeah, people said a lot. They assumed everything.
Yeah. So, but that picture, just like when they would tell me that story, and then I'd see that picture, and I was like, "What if I am adopted?"
Tell him you and your dad had the comedy bit where he'd ask you what time it was.
Oh, when I was little, my dad.
I think you've heard this, Jason.
Yeah, my dad would tell me it's 6 o'clock, and I would be like, "Yeah, it's 6 o'clock," and he's like, "Okay." So then, whenever we would be at a party or a family function, he would wait until it was 6 o'clock, and he would ask me what time it is, and I would look at the clock, and I'm like three, like very young.
Yeah.
And I would be at 6 o'clock, and people were like, "Oh my gosh,
toddler can tell time."
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's got to say something about you and your dad and the whole
impressing let's not.
People.
Let's
and not. Okay,
I'm missing a therapy section actually, so let's skip it.
Yeah, I called mine off this week. I don't know why.
You did?
What did that? You guys see therapists? You don't, do you, Hoffa?
This show is my therapy.
You're well adjusted.
I need to, but one of my fears is calling adult figures, like authoritarians, so I'm too scared to call one.
Oh, and make the appointment?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So I just milk everybody else's therapy sessions.
That means she needs to go to a...
Hang on. You know you're an adult, an authority figure?
Ooh.
Yeah, see? That's
I don't believe that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really weird.
Well, that's half the battle, I guess.
I think that's a thing that happens here, though, because everybody, to me, is the same age that they've always been.
How does that work?
It happens in this
I don't
building.
Know. It's so weird. But the fact that I am the age that Jason was when I was in my 20s, and I'm just like, no. Jason's still in his mid to late 30s. Like, this is still... that's actually not what's happened. And that there's people that are younger than me. Willie calls me a dinosaur and a little bit of me dies every time. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, there are kids that look at me the way I looked at Chick and Dean. And I can't.
And Dean is still 21 years old to me because that's when I met him.
Yeah.
And you're in your 20s.
I'm still in my 20s. Absolutely.
It's wild. Wow. Oh, and speaking of Willie, he hasn't been fired.
Yet
we tried. No, of course not. He's taking some time off. So they called in. I'm filling in for Will. That's exactly right. Okay, Christmas time. Let's go to Cliff Notes Theater. Okay.
Yeah, and here's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Oh,
so
yes.
Either a Christmas story or a Christmas carol. Which one would you like an abbreviated version of?
You're the guest on our show.
I don't remember either one.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Carol.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
The Bob and Tom Show now presents Cliff Notes Theater, condensed presentations of timeless classics. Today's story, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Oh.
All right, you workers. It's Christmas. Now get back to work. I'm sleepy. I'm going to bed.
Hey, Scrooge, I'm a ghost. You need to change.
Okay, I learned my lesson. Here's a turkey.
Yay! This has been Cliff Notes Theater.
There you go.
When you just don't have time to watch the whole movie.
I don't remember how Cliff Notes Theater started. I honestly don't, like a lot of stuff. You know what I think it was?
Feels like a Marty idea for some reason.
Do you have that little whistle Josh blows on over there? It's this little plastic thing. You blow on it, goes whee!
Yeah, it's a kazoo, this thing?
Yeah, I think...
I'm not putting my mouth on that.
Just put your tongue in a little bit.
How many times have you heard all that, huh? Anyway, we were... Yeah, I think we were doing a bit called Fishing with Dino and the Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that bit?
I remember that bit, absolutely.
And we did that because when you blow on that really hard, if you get a better one, I don't think that's a very good one, you can get a better whistle than that.
Oh, okay.
And it sounded like a rod and reel being cast in it. So we said, oh, this will be a great bit, and Fishing with Dino and the Boys. Whee!
Yeah.
Plop. So then that turned into Cliff Notes Theater to, I don't know how it made that sense.
I love the backstory.
That's what happened.
We're missing.
You're
a
missing
part.
A hunk.
Yeah, we're missing a little bit of that story.
You know what? I'll remember it about 20 minutes, but we'll be done.
Okay. One of these days, I'll find a Fishing with Dino and the Boys. It was always with some like obscure local sportscaster or something.
Really?
It was nothing ever happened. It was
nothing
one of my
happened.
Favorite bits. One of my favorite bits.
Nothing happened. His favorite bit.
Like fishing with Tom Selleck or fishing with. The guy who played the father on Happy Days, Tom Bosley. Bosley, I think, was a guy.
Okay. Now, so, Chick, do you have, like, Josh on his podcast had his top 10 Christmas movies.
Oh, gosh.
Do you always try to watch a certain Christmas movie or two?
No, I don't really. I'm with everybody. I think Love Actually is pretty cool. Although there are some, when I hear people talking about it, there are a bunch of parts that don't make sense. The adult cinema part in Love Actually doesn't really make sense. Remember that?
Yeah, but that's why I think it's great is that they actually have feelings for each other, even though they're like,
and they've seen each other naked. And
they, just a job.
It's still awkward.
It's just a job. Like they're stand-ins.
Yeah,
they're stand-ins. They're not actually having intercourse.
And
do you want me to tell you about it?
Give me some notes. I love the Mr. Bean. I love the Mr. Bean.
You're a big Bean fan.
Oh.
I love Bean. When he goes to the department store and buys something for, it's not Emma Thompson.
It's the other girl.
Alan Rickman.
You guys, I can't. I mean, like Bean and
Bean.
Yeah, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Sorry,
to you.
Jesus. Sorry. Mr. Bean the Steve Carell character from The Office, like those are all so cringy. I can't explain to you how uncomfortable that makes. It makes me very uncomfortable.
More uncomfortable than Andrew Lincoln in Love Actually with his creepiness filming her.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Then
good point.
I'm going to show up at my friend's house and be like, I love you.
Yeah, that was
with cute
weird.
Cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that lends itself to what kind of society we live in that a man being creepy, like we should still take it as a compliment. Oh, but he thinks I'm pretty.
Right.
No, he's just filmed me for the last few years and kept the vault in his house.
I thought that Andrew Lincoln was in love with her husband.
Yeah, I remember.
That's what I
thought. I remember you saying
that.
And I was like, oh.
Because he's videoing
so nasty
him,
and nasty
and
to
I
her. Yeah.
I was being, I was being woke.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. They could be in love.
Yes, yes, that's what you were being.
Calling attention to it makes me less woke, doesn't it?
That's okay.
Okay. Let's wrap up the Christmas edition of Bits and Pieces podcast with a Tim Wilson song.
Daryl Stokes, that dumb son of a almost shot Santa Claus. He was laying on the couch on Christmas Eve over at his sister-in-law's. When he heard something walking up on the roof, he laid down his Christmas beer and went and got the same 357 Magnum that Santa brought him last year. And Daryl Stokes, that dumb son of a, started shooting in the fireplace. He blowed all the buckles off of Santa's boots and left powder burns on his face. He didn't realize Santa had a heart condition and it was Christmas mess. When the young'uns come downstairs and found Daryl pumping on Santa's chest. And Daryl Stokes, that dumb son of a, gave Santa a heart attack. But with some CPR he'd learned in prison, he was able to bring him back. And there's a split-level house in Tennessee that's wrapped in a Christmas gloom. But they were able to put Santa in the thing and take him to the emergency room. Daryl Stokes, that dumb son of a, felt bad about what he did. So he tried to think of something so he wouldn't mess up Christmas for the kids.
Ah.
I'm just kind of making up as we go here. So he loaded up the presents in his GTO, and that is the reason, folks. If your gifts don't get here till late September, you can thank that dumb son of a... that dumb son of a... Daryl Stowe.
Tim Wilson. That's one of my favorite Christmas songs. Daryl Stokes.
Mm-hmm.
And that... is this going to drop when? Friday? It's a Christmas
Day? No. We'll probably do it today or tomorrow.
Oh!
Yeah, not that it matters when they're listening. Right. Currently, but yes, definitely before Christmas.
Have you learned nothing from Tom Griswold?
I don't know anything.
We don't talk about where we are. We don't talk about the weather. We don't talk about the day, the season, the time.
You know, to be fair, his podcast, we always dropped them. Like, we did it and we threw it out there. There was usually rarely a delay.
That's true.
Sometimes these are a little bit delayed.
I like you can mix it up. Sometimes it's every Friday, or just keep them on
their toes.
Yeah.
Tell people.
Yeah.
I like it. He always asks, tell people where they can get the podcast. Well, we all just know, right?
Yeah,
isn't that weird? No,
yeah.
I mean, but he thinks...
Well, there has to be a destination.
You have to go to...
Well, there's 100 versions of our
Menards.
You can use.
Yeah, you got to go to Menards. And,
it's like buying a hammer. We'll go get a hammer.
That's right, yeah.
Right.
Well, where do you get it? Well, just all kinds of places carry a hammer.
Okay, as you could tell from today's show, guest host Chick McGee, thank you very much. I'm very much in vacation mode, so don't call me again. Willie will be back. Thank you, Jess Galsman. Thank you, Jess Hooker.
Thanks, Chick, for being here.
Hoffy!
Thanks for coming, Chick.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you. Willie, we'll talk to you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.